Kelim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We are, Be'ez Hashem, starting the Bov Metzia, the second shah of Meseches Kelim. The first shah we discussed extensively the special and unique characteristics of Tumah in terms of Kabbalah Satumah, in terms of being royal to Kabbal Tumah, in terms of making it Ois Tameh, and in terms of transmitting Tumah to Klicheres. It's really the hardest part of the Mesechta. Now we're going to be starting Be'ez Hashem. The Bava Metzia talks now about Klei Matchis. And we'll give a few Hakdamas. We'll be Mayrach a little bit in Mishnah Aleph. Some of this we discussed, Be'ez Hashem, in the Hakdama to Meseches Kelim. There'll be some overlap, but we'll chaz over certain Pratim that are going to be Negeah going forward. The Etzem Din of Klei Matchis, the Torah doesn't just say that metal is Metameh. The Torah in Parshas Matos speaks out, Aches hazov, ves hakesef, ves hanechosh, ves habazov, ves hadil, ves hoyforis. There are six types of metal that are mentioned over here. Gold, silver, copper, iron, lead, and tin. Kol dov hasheyoveh ba'esh, taviu ba'esh v'toyah, the pasuk goes weiter. So these six have a din of being tumah in a mikveh. They also have a din of being mekabel tumah. They need tahara. And they also need Hagolz Kelim, and Hagolz Kelim is effective. All these dinim do not exist by Kli Cheres. Famous Machloikis, Rabbi Seinu, Gedolei HaAchronim, is, do we say that since the Torah was Marchiv, to say not all types of metal, but to speak out six types of metal, let's say we find another type of metal, do we include it or is not included? Pashtus of the Pasuk is only these six types. You look at the Goyin in the Klolim, in the beginning of Kelim, he says, Klor, Kli Mateches, Hen Shisha Minim, and he lists them off. The Goyin seems to be saying six, and not more than that. This is Reb Moshe's famous tshuva about aluminium, that aluminum pans, etc., are not Mechuyiv in Tfilas Kelim. It's not amongst the six. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes says that Klei Zchuchis is Tomei Mishum Kli Matchis. Sorry. Rashi says that the reason why Klei Zchuchis is not Tomei Mishum Kli Matchis is because Kli Matchis is only Tomei Mideraisa, those six. What it sounds like from Rashi is that Be'etzim Deshem Mateches is on anything that's mined from the ground. All metals are minerals that are mined from the ground. Then they're ground up or they're smelted, whatever it is a process. So glass maybe is also the same thing. It's also from the ground, and it's turned into a material that you can build with, you can work with, you can make kelim from. But it's not enough. It has to be those six. So what it sounds like is, it would be a havamina, it's a shem mateches. To that too, the Torah said, those six specifically. Lamaisi, when you look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Kelim, the Rambam brings down seven types of kelim that are mekabel tumah. One of them is klei matches. It sounds like klei matches is a general name. He doesn't say klei zov, kesev, and so on. Shem Mateches. Maybe that means everything. You look at Tveres Yisrael, the Hagdom that's called Yivakesh Das, and he says that the Goyin is Lavdavki. He brings the Goyin. He says, Kol anirka bepatish rukui pachin, anything that's hammered out, that's a metal that's worked with, and it's shaped into something useful, is Nikra Mateches, which is Rashi's Diuk, without the Kpeda on the big six. I see Mishnah's Tyrus brings a Yediyah. He brings it B'Shem Moron HaGoyin Reb Dov Landau, Zogzunten Shtarik Zayin, that there's a Tosefta that's brought that Kli Neser, which is also something that's taken from the ground, is a Sofik if it's Kli Cheres or Kli Shetef. What's the Tzad? The Tzad is Kli Shetef because it's metal, it's taken from the ground, even though it's not one of the six. Sounds like there's no Kpeda. Okay, that's Those are the Maramakoimis. Now, what the Mishnah adds over here is Klei Matochois, Pshuteinu Mekableim Tmeim. This is a very important din, that even though Kli Cheres we've been learning about, the idea of Tumas Kli Cheres is in the Toich, in the Klei Kibul of the Kli Cheres. That's not the case. Metal is Metame on impact. That being said, not only does it not need a Kli Kibul to transmit the Tumah, but the Mishnah says over here it doesn't need a Kli Kibul in order to be a Kli at all. Kli Cheres, the definition of a Kli is only because it has a Kli Kibul. A piece of metal that's put into a shape and it's roi to be a tray, anything that has useful function, pshuten, even a pashut without a clay kibble, umikablen, clay kibble, tmeim, nishberu, toheru. If they're broken, they become tohor. Not only tahara and a mikvah, but shvira sakli is also mitar. Chozar va'osam mehem kli, chozul l'tumosim ha'yishona. If the shivrei hakelim are made back into a kli, this din does not exist by kli cheres. Over here, there's a din that it goes back and reverts back to its state. The Rav brings down right away that's only din. The Rabbanon gzeiru shem yemu shvirosim shakelim mitarosim tefilosim mitarosim. So the same way shvira does need harav shemesh, it becomes tohar right away because it becomes ice kli. The piece of metal could be made back into a kli. So say also tefilosim also doesn't need harav shemesh. The metal that were geizer. That shviroson is not the final word. If it's made back into a kli, itaka becomes back tome. And again, by kli cheres there's no such din, because there's no tefillah in a mikvah. The mshimring amli aloyim, loy luchol tumu, elo lutumas hanefesh. The only din of a kli becoming ois kli ayde shvirin, becoming back a kli, is only by tumas mes that were goyzer. They were not goyzer this by Tumas Sheretz and so on. And the reason why is because he holds the Gzeres for a different reason. The Gzeres is because they were afraid that people are not going to be mitaher with mechatos, kelim hanitmeim. They're just going to break them and reform them. It's more costly, but it's easier than waiting a week. So it's going to be bottle teras mechatos, and they will go to the you make it back into a kli, it becomes tummy again. That's only negeh by Tumas Meis, not by other Tumas. Achrenim bring that this machloikis in how we know this chiddush that a kli mateches is a kli even without a base kibble. It's not that way, by the way, by a kli eitz. Kli eitz is only the rabbon on the pshuta kli eitz mekabel tuma. Kli cheres, they weren't even goyzer. Kli mateches is even mideraisa. The Rash says over here that the reason why pshutem tmeim is because kli mateches lo iskish lasak. Sack is clear that it's just a piece of shmata without a clay kibble. So it's dumi the sack, that's the drosha that they bring. But I see, look at the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, and he says a whole word. Pavu shami is baruch b'kli matcho is kol dova sheyovei bo'eish, lamadnu mamore kol dova b'em pshutim b'em mekabli. He dashed it from kol dova. Says the same thing in the beginning of Hilchus Kelim, Perek Aleph Halokotes. Brings the pasuk says kol dova sheyovei ba'esh ben mekabel ben pashut. Kesef Mishnah says the makor comes from a sifro in Parshas Matos. The Rambam saying that legabe tuma. You could argue, what's the machloikis? What's first of all? What's the shita of the Rambam? What's exactly the machloikis? So we'll say like this. According to the Rambam understands that the prerequisite of having a base kibble is a basic component of a shem kli. Kli means not a piece of material, metal, wood, whatever it is that you could use, but it means something that's formed into intelligent design. That means that it has a base kibble. L'marshal, by milui mechatos, which is not a din kabbalah's tumba, this is a din that you need a kli. So kli is a very basic concept in Torah that goes beyond the realm of tumah v'tahara, and the definition of a kli is a base kibble. So memela, by kli mateches, you need a ribui. The kol dova is a ribui that not only the classic kli, which has a base kibble, but kol dova ben shutem ben mekablem. That's what the Rambam holds. In Reb Chaim, the Stenzlich and Shas, on the Indian of Kovav Lubzev Chokku, says Mufurish. He says that be'etzem, the shem kli is only on dova sheyesh be'base kibble, gabi milui mechatos. If you can put some on a metal tray, it's not cool that you put it into a kli. A kli is only base kibble. There's a ribui, the Gabi Kabbalah's tumor, called Dover. Now, the truth is that we had Yesoid in the second parak and the fifth parak. The Rav said over there twice that Klicheres doesn't need a base kibble, needs a toich. It's metamibavir, it's mekabel tumor toich, and it transmits tumor toich. Doesn't need a base kibble. That means the Rav is saying that there's no zach in the etzem cheftz of a kli that it has to have a base kibble. It's brought from a ritva on Shabbos, daf tazayin, b'shem the Rash, the Taisis Yomtiv, the Taisis Shonim. L'maisi, when you look at the Rambam, Pirshim Mishnayis over there in Perek Beis, and also in Hilchus Kelim, Perek Yud Ches, it's mavur that Kli Ches needs a base kibble. So the Rambam holds the basic structure of a Kli is a base kibble, and Kanir, there's a day of Chashuv and Rishonim They hold not that way. Another point that we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, and we'll repeat it again over here, but it's an image, is Lagabi, the din of Nishbru Toaru, is that the din of Shvira, which is the only way to be mitar by Kliches, by Klimateches, it's a luxury item, because that's what we're going to be on a mikvah. So if you want to break it, Ilule the din, Dirabonon, Bats and Nishbru Nitaru. Is that just that it becomes ois kli, so practically tuma can't exist on something which is just raw material, only on a kli, therefore the tuma goes off? Or is shvira also a metaher? So we had Rashi's then, we had Rais then, Rashi, Ramban, with the Ran and Chum Daf Lamedal, Chum Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, where it sounds like the Rishonim have up such a musik, ubi yoseh bavus, we said over the Chiddush Rabbeinu Meshulam, that's in Taisa Shantz and Sertadav Kof Tess and in the Meiri, that holds that there's a din of, the same way by Tvila, there's a process of Tahara, but it doesn't happen in 1 second with the Tvila, you need Har of Shem, which the same is true by Shvira. What Shvira? Shvira is just making it as clear. No, Shvira is a Mitaher. We'll see, have another Chakira in the din of Tum Yishana, that there were guys, we said the two reasons, whether guys are because they're going to be Nishkach, Toiras, Mechatos, or because they were geyser because the people are going to forget and they're going to mix up the din of tvila that needs Harav Shemesh. There's a very interesting shmuz in a Tosefta over here in Reish Bav Metzia, the Mesechas Kelim. What about on a kli which is only tomei to the level of a tvul yoyim? That means that kli was already getovel to the mikvah. It's a Tvul Yom, it needs Harav Shemesh, because it went through Tvila, not through Shvira, if you don't go to Rabbeinu Meshulam. So it needs Tvul Yom, and then it was broken, and then he put it back together again. What happens if you put it back together tomorrow? If you put it back together today, so it's Chozel Asura. What happens if you put it back tomorrow? The whole Tumah was only for today. So what's Shaykh for it to go back tomorrow to a state of Tumah that didn't exist L'gabi tomorrow, even when it was broken didn't exist? So Mishnah's Tyrus has this type of raid being totally, you know, it's Bavus to Chakiru with the Rayas, but we're not learning right now the Indian of Tvul Yoyim, but there's a Shaila how Harav Shemesh works. When a person is Tomei, his Pshat is that Be'etzim, the Tahara is complete, nor there's a Dinda, he's not allowed to be considered a Tohor and Gansin until Harav Shemesh. Shmo Yadayin Olav, but Be'etzim, the complete process of Tahara is done, or we say Shteito on the Gzeres HaKosov of Harav Shemesh, that a chelik of the process of Tahara is the coming of Harav Shemesh. Now, Yesh Lodun, that if you had a Kli that was Nitar in a Mikvah, the Gemar Tviloso, the Gemar Taharoso, is Bebo Shemesh. What happens if the Bo Shemesh is when it's not a Kli anymore? So the Kli never had a Harav Shemesh. With what did it become Tor? So tomorrow there's a mokum to say that if you put it back together, it'll go back to its state. Because it never had the Harav Shemesh. But if you understand that Harav Shemesh is the Gemar HaTahara really took place when it came out of the mikvah. There's just a din that you can't treat it as Tohar until. So it's past that time limit. So Mela, it's Tohar. So it wouldn't be Shach to be Goy. So that's a shame, a way to be Mazmer, this need. One last detail is this, that Shimon Gamliel says, Lo l'chol tum el l'tumas ha-nefesh. And we said, because he holds that the gzeira, which by the way is mavur in Mekoris, that the goyzer over here was Shimon ben Shatach, b'imei ha-zugoyz. So we explained that the reason why this would only be by tumas chatz is because the gedder of the gzeira, according to Rashbag, is that there were goyzer because it's going to be nishkach, teiras, hazoas, mechatz. You just break kelim. The Maisa, that explains why it's dafka by Klimateches, because by Klimateches, since it's a din of Cher Varein Kecholol, so it needs Hazos Mechatos, and needs Shivas Yomim, and it has a Tumah Chamura Kemeis Atzmoy, so there's more Shash over there, they're going to break it, instead of going through a whole time, costly process. They're not going to want to wait Shivas Yom, they're just going to break all the kelim. But by the rest of the kelim, why would you break it if you could just be mitame? You don't have to wait Shivas Yom, just be toivel. So the shadli is that the ma'aseh the Arish Shonim that hold that the din of Cher V'Arein Kecholol is by all kelim. This is the shita of the Rambam the Goin. So that reasoning is not, wouldn't hold up. So why would they go is it dafka by kli metechas, not by other kelim? So you're going to have to say what the Rash says. Pasha, practical. Every other kli, when you break, you can't put back together. Metal is pretty easy to break and put back together again because it works with fire. That's a pasha, practical cheshbon. Why there would be a chash that people are going to break kelim over there and not over there. Mishnah Beis. Kol kli matchis sheyesh l'shem bifnei atzmoy. That means that it has a chshivus enough that it itself has a shame. Tomei, because vaistois, it's not a kli as an auxiliary, accessory to another kli. It itself is a kli. Chutz min a delus of a house. It's called a delus, but it's not a thing by itself. It's a delus of a house. Umin ha-neger, that's the behind the door. They would put in a stick, like they have by the gates, the closed gates. They put a stick and it goes into the ground in order that somebody can't open it from the other side. Mina manul. Manul is the what's attached to the door that you lock the door with it. Vaha poiso. A poiso is a small cup. Shetachas hatzir. That's underneath the hinge in order to pull in the hinge. Again, these are all parts that safeguard the door. Vatzir is the hinge itself. That's the part that the delus swings on. Vaha koiro. The koiro is the beam, which is the floor of the house. Sorry, not the floor, the ceiling. Above the door, if it would be made of metal. Vatzinor. A tzinor is a pipe. It's like a rain pipe. Shenasu lekarko. All these type of metal pieces are all meant l'shamish es hakarko. They all have a din of karko. They're not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah is telling us in a lot of words, with all the details, that anything which is meshach shaychi and tothel and bottle and mishamish the karka has din of karka. Karka is not mekabel tumah. Now the reading of this Mishnah is very shver, because what it's saying is any kli matris has a chshivus and it's mekabel tumah. Fine, stop. Now there's another din. Anything that's made to be used as part of karka is not mekabel tumah. What's chutz min adelas? What are the two parts of the Mishnah have to do with each other? So some of us will explain that what the Mishnah is saying over here is tomei chutz min adelas, because these are not mekabel tumah even before they're attached to the ground. They're not karka. They're made. The first part of the Mishnah says anything which has chshivus by itself is mekabel tumah. But if it's made as part of the karka, then the shame levai to being part of the karka renders it not royal mekabel tumah. But I say that's a machlokes rishonim. It's a machlokes between the Rosh and between the Rambam. So according to rishonim that hold that it would be mekabel tumah before it's put into the ground, so then you have to give a divin as what's the chutz here. One could say, the same vort, that before was put into the ground, if it was made l'shem put being part of being m'shamish the karka, then it either is mekabel tumah or not mekabel tumah when it's metaltlin, but when it goes to the ground for sure, it's not mekabel tumah. That's what the Mishnah is saying. However, a clay mateches that was made as an independent piece of metal as a kli, and then it was adapted and put in and became part of a chibul lakarka, that would yeah be mekabel tumah, even though now it's part of the ground. This is what we call, this is the nidoin. We're going to have this later on in Perek Tezvov. Tolosh v'lebsev chibroi. Something was metaltlin and then it's attached to the ground. So again, defining kelim in a variety of different dinim. Legabe shaymrim, legabe mayim shuvim of a mikvah. Legabe could be negel legabe schach. Kitzur, any din that's totally in talish and metaltlin will be totally in this type of thing. But that's the pshat over here in the Mishnah. Let's have some raid on this inyan. The Rambam, the Rabbi, have an interesting machloikis. If you look in Hilchos Kelim Perek Tes Halach Aleph, the Rambam brings this mission the way we just said it, that any kli mateches, it needs to have a shem bifnei atzmoy. If it only has a shem levoy, it's not mitam bifnei atzmoy because only a mikzas kli. And he gives examples. The rabbi argues, and Halacha Gemel, he says, no, kol hashekosim shum sheyesh lo shem bifnei atzmoy, it's not shame. It's Torah because it doesn't have a use. A kli mateches has to have a usage. A piece of metal is not mekabel tumah, it has to have some type of function. So if the dover bifnei atzmoy doesn't have a usage, that itself would be a reason why it's not a kli. So Reb Chaim in Hilchus Kelim, Perek Yud, Halacha Tezvov, says, what's Tachab Shan the Rambam? The Rabbi Tzachar right. If it doesn't have a usage, that itself renders it not a Dovah Mekabel Tumah.
And he says a ganze word. He says that vanir b'dasa Rambam that there's two dinim. Classic Reb Chaim. Im mishum de etzem shen kli, it would be enough when you have two things that each one by itself doesn't have a function, but they function with each other. They're designed. You have two pieces that need to work with each other. Then the two of them, each one has a shen kli because it's toch yeah functional. I could only function together with another piece, so what? It's a functional, important part of some type of process. You have two pieces that need to work in tandem. Both of them are kelim. However, there's another din, and that's why it's not a kli. It has to have a chalois shem bifne atzmoy, which means that if the two of them don't have their own identity, and they only function with each other, and one has a shem levai, to the other, then it doesn't have a shem kli bifnei atzmai. There's the functionality of a kli, and then there's a pstachalois, the chshivus of a shem kli. And as a shem kli, it doesn't have. Now, you look at the Rambam Pirushim Shnayis, that when it has a shem bifnei atzmai, so it's tome ben sheyesh lebeis kibul, ben sheyen lebeis kibul. What does he mean, legabi this word, a shem bifnei atzmai, legabi beis kibul, legabi not pshutin. Reb Chaim says a chiddush. Reb Chaim says that imishum, when something has a clay kibble, it has a shem kli because of that's in base kibble. The same way an eitz or any other thing, the base kibble makes it into a kli. There's a chiddush that was saying that kli matachas doesn't need a base kibble. There the cheshivus of the kli is mitzad the etzim cheshivus adov the shem, the yichud, the Ishtamshus, there you have a din that it has to have a shem bifne atzmoy. But if it had a base kibble, then even if it functions together be'etzem with something else and it doesn't have a shem bifne atzmoy, it would be mekabel tumah. Why? Because it has a clay kibble. The chaznish is matmi on the Reb Chaim, but that's what the Reb Chaim says. Now, when you take a look at the Rambam Pirushim Mishnayis on Delas, Nagar, Mano, all these cases which are metal pieces, the Rambam says, the chol elu enitmoim gam koidim chiburim lekarka. He says it also in Perek Tes, Halach Al V'Nilchus Kelim. Why Mnesha'elu Asun L'Kaka before they put in? And the Rambam says, the Rav quotes it, V'Zeh Asher Yishetzlein U'Kol M'Chub L'Kaka Tor. It's going to be Nischaba L'Karka, so it's Tor even before it's put in. L'mayis, when you look at the Rishayim, the Rishbam, we quoted this already in the beginning of Hilchus Kliches. This was Negeh, how we understood by Tanu. In Perek Vov, this was our Hakdoma to understanding the dynamic of Tumas Tanur. The Rashbam and Bava Basad of Sam Vov says that when it's Mechuba L'Karka, that's Mafkia the Shem Kli. When you look at the Chidushe Hagrach al Hashas by Kovah, in the Be'inyan Kovah L'Bzev Choku, this Indian of something which was attached to the ground afterwards, he says there's two Dinim Tarasach HaMechuba. One is that anything that's mechub lekak doesn't have a shem kli. One is that attaching it to the ground itself is mafki, it's mitairit. It's mafkia the shem kli. It's mafkia the shem kabol's tumah. The second halacha, this lomdusha halacha, l'chor is only insofar that it's not attached. Before he attaches it, you have to add that detail that it be'etzem, chibur, something that's mechub lekak is not a kli. And Mamela, even when it's before it's attached, you don't have the tahara, the hafkov of Hashem Kabbalah's tumor. But what you do have is that it's oimid l'shores to the karka, it doesn't have a shem kli. Here as well, we'll go back to the chiddush that we mentioned before. We said before the legabi when it has to have a shem bifnei atzma is only by pshut and Reb Chaim says, but by klei kibul. The klei kibul itself gives it a shem kli. Mishnah Achroino wants to be mechadish a gewaldig chiddush that the whole din of the Mishnah, that when it's osu lekarka even before it's put into the ground, that din is only by pshutin. But by klei kibul, the halacha is that if it's made l'shamish makarka, right now it has a klei kibul. What's the word? The word is that by pshutin there's nothing about it that has a shem kli. The shem kli is because of the chshivus of the mateches. So once it has a shem that it's oimid l'shtamish im hakarka, so then it doesn't have the chshivus hakli. But by a klei kibul, the klei kibul is the shem kli. So why should that be not here just because it rather has a shemish with the ground. You're right. It's going to be attached to the ground, but right now it has a clay kibble. So when it's attached to the ground, that's mafkia the shem kli. But before it's attached to the ground, it doesn't have that. And then it comes out that both dinim, the Rambam, the Gabi, the shem levai that has a shem b'fnei atzmoi, and also the din over here of kol oimid lischaba lekarka delas manul, etc. All these dinim, the Mishnah is only talking about legabi the chiddush that klima teches is mekabel tumah pshutem, not only mekablem. Very gushmak.